This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Medicare for All took second place to the dust-ups Wednesday at the Democratic debate, but it's still a very prominent issue for a lot of voters and a subject that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren discuss frequently on the campaign trail. But a rift is developing among organized labor over Medicare for All. This is one to keep an eye on as primary momentum shifts toward Michigan. Ian Colgren is a reporter on Politico's employment and immigration team, and he's been writing about this. Ian, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Labor unions regularly go to the mat for health coverage for their members. Why is Medicare for All a controversial issue with some of them?
Right. Well, I think to really understand this, let's start with what Medicare for All is, because when we watch things like the debate, there are a lot of claims thrown around about the various plans. But essentially, what it means in concept is getting rid of private insurance and changing healthcare into a government program. That is especially acute for labor unions across the country who have spent decades and decades negotiating for healthcare among their members. And there's an increasing worry among some of them, including most recently the Culinary Union in Las Vegas, that whatever the new government program is will not be as good as the deal that they've negotiated for their members.
Is that where you first saw this issue surfacing? Was in Nevada?
It's one that's been bubbling up time and time again throughout the course of the campaign so far. Frankly, some of the earliest debates when Tim Ryan was on stage, we heard him, we heard other candidates talk about this. This instance, though, is the most acute example yet of an on-the-ground union in an early primary state really making an issue out of this and marshaling their members to a specific point of view and, in effect, to a specific candidate or a specific set of candidates.
Right. The Culinary Workers Union declined to endorse any of the Democrats in the Nevada caucuses and have just been slamming Bernie Sanders' version of Medicare for All as a threat to the health plans that they worked so hard to get. But you have talked to some unions who think that Medicare for All is a good idea, right?
That's true. There is certainly a divide among unions over whether Medicare for All is a good idea. In the one camp, you have folks like the culinary workers who really have one of the best health plans of any union in the country, saying that they don't want to lose their health care. And in the other camp, you have folks like the American Federation of Teachers, for example, which has endorsed both a public option and Medicare for All, saying that a government-run program would get it off the bargaining table and would allow them to focus their firepower on wages and other benefits for their workers.
When you were reporting this, did you get any sense of where major players in Michigan stand? I know that a lot of the early conversations about this have been in some other states, but what did you learn?
Well, Michigan is obviously a very interesting and important example of this debate because in order to win the White House, a Democrat is almost going to win Michigan in a general election. And although there's not an especially active or open upfront conversation about it right now, all of the pieces are there for this to be a big issue in the Michigan primary and beyond. The polling shows that a strong majority, as high as almost 60%, about 58% of strong, likely Democratic voters in Michigan support Medicare for All, but it's decidedly not as popular among the general electorate. And so any Democrat who really comes in and embraces Medicare for All in the primary could threaten alienating some of those swing voters, especially you think about, you know, the Macomb County voters that folks talk about all the time. A candidate certainly risks alienating some of those on-the-fence voters in the general by going hard at Medicare for All in Michigan.
I guess it's worth noting, too, that Bernie Sanders, who is arguably the strongest supporter of Medicare for All, really, really performed a big upset beating Hillary Clinton in 2016 in Michigan. So it's at least maybe one possible indicator that the issue is going to get some play as Michigan voters are deciding. Can you tell if the candidates are starting to react to this dispute? Have you heard any language or seen any subtle changes in their positioning on the policy that might indicate that they're paying attention to what union members on either side are concerned about?
Well, I think describing the candidates' positioning on this as subtle would be a massive understatement. A great example is Pete Buttigieg, who in the debate on Wednesday went really hard at the candidates who support Medicare for All, saying that the rhetoric surrounding the conversation is condescending, that they don't trust union members to make their own decisions about their own health care plan. I mean, it was a full frontal attack. And that's only going to get more intense in states like Michigan, where this issue really matters and different candidates are going to be competing for different slices of the electorate in order to cobble together a plurality to win a primary.
Ian, as the story notes, there are a couple of pretty high-ranking folks in Michigan who have ties to the health insurance industry. What did you find Michigan politicians saying about the whole rift?
The interesting thing is that a lot of union leaders in Michigan so far have remained mostly silent on this issue and haven't been nearly as vocal about it as, for example, the culinary union in Nevada has. As far as Michigan politicians go, there are some interesting fault lines at play, in part because a lot of the local union leaders in Michigan serve on the board of Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is something that single payer advocates, another name for Medicare for All, point out as a reason why unions might not be eager to get on board with this. There's also the governor herself, Gretchen Whitmer, who has deep ties to healthcare. Her father, Richard Whitmer, was the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield for a very long time. Blue Cross Blue Shield was among the top donors to her campaign as governor and also some of her other PACs in the legislature. And for that, I have to give a shout out to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, which is a wonderful resource for anyone looking to see how interests are influencing state leaders. And as a result, she has had a really kind of complicated stance on this issue. In 2018, in the primary, she ran against opponents who supported Medicare for All. She did not support it at that time. She since drifted a little bit to the left on it. She said that she supports Medicare for All in concept, but hasn't really given a detailed explanation of what that means. So if you look at her position alone, she's sort of riding this center line that's difficult for politicians that we talked about earlier, where it might please some primary voters, but might not be the wisest bet in a general election. And that is a bet that Gretchen Whitmer already made when she ran for governor and won because she didn't pivot to the left. So if we want to talk about Michigan reflecting the presidential race as a whole, there's an argument to be made that it would be wise for some of these candidates like Pete Buttigieg to stay on a general election path, fight their way through the primary, scrap it out with Bernie Sanders, and then try to appeal to a wider swath of voters in the general.
As I was reading your story, I just kept thinking about the time when then-President Obama's healthcare plan was under construction, when the country was talking about all kinds of big changes with American healthcare, everything from how doctors get paid to really big structural issues about insurance, with an acknowledgement that the current system is not sustainable. What a long way we've come. What do you think happened between then and now?
Well, certainly Bernie Sanders as a person is one. We've seen him embrace this issue, get out in front of it. And this follows really the trajectory of our politics being more divided in general and the left moving further to the left and the right moving further to the right. There's also the practical element of this too, which is that healthcare costs just keep going up. And it's something that voters really deal with in their everyday lives. And it's something that people are just really concerned about and thinking about. And it's something that, you know, that's true among both union members and non-union members. To give you an idea of the divide with that, though, and why unions are so concerned about it, it's important to understand that, for example, in the recent UAW contract, UAW members pay about 3% of their overall healthcare costs. On average, Americans who are non-unionized overall workers pay about 29% of their healthcare costs. And so really where the rubber meets the road with this Medicare for All debate is the question of whether eliminating these premiums and raising taxes will ultimately both save Americans money and also give them better healthcare. And that is really what this debate's about.
Ian Kullgren reports for Politico's employment and immigration team. His story about the rift among labor unions with respect to Medicare for All can be found. We've got a link on today's show page. Ian, thanks for your time.
Thank you.